This is VOA News via remote. I'm Laurel Bowman. For the latest political talk in Washington, D.C. now, Democratic-led efforts to impeach U.S. President Donald Trump for a second time gained momentum this weekend, with lawmakers saying they'll introduce articles of impeachment next week. But key Republican Trump allies have urged Democrats to shelve any impeachment effort. Trump has just days left in office. President-elect Joe Biden, who takes office on January 20th, has not given an opinion, saying Congress should decide. These fresh calls for impeachment come after Trump rallied supporters on Wednesday, who then rushed the U.S. Capitol building. Five people were killed in the ensuing melee, and dozens have been charged. Trump initially praised his supporters, but later condemned their violence in a video. In addition to impeachment plans, Democratic U.S. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi has also asked lawmakers to draft legislation aimed at invoking the Constitution's 25th Amendment, which allows for stripping the powers from a president unable to fulfill the duties of the office. Mitch McConnell, the Republican Senate Majority Leader, has suggested any trial would likely occur after Trump's term ends. If found guilty after leaving office, Trump would lose benefits enjoyed by former presidents, such as security and pension, and the Senate could vote to bar him from running for a second term. Africa passed the milestone of 3 million confirmed cases of COVID-19 Sunday, including more than 72,000 deaths, according to the African Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. South Africa is also battling a resurgence of the disease driven by a variant of the virus that is more contagious and spreading quickly. This is VOA News, and here are some of the other stories making headlines around the world today. A new coronavirus variant has been detected in four travelers from Brazil's Amazonas state, Japan's health ministry said on Sunday. In the latest instance, the pandemic virus is evolving. A ministry official said studies were underway into the efficacy of vaccines against the new variant, which differs from highly infectious variants first found in Britain and South Africa that have driven a surge in cases. Embattled Belarusian President Alexander Lukashenko said constitutional reforms would be drawn up by the end of the year and then put to a national referendum, RIA news agency reported on Sunday. Belarus has been rocked by protests since an August 9th presidential election marred by voter fraud allegations. Lukashenko, in power since 1994, has rejected criticism while presiding over a sweeping crackdown in the ex-Soviet republic. The Spanish government sent convoys carrying the COVID-19 vaccine and food supplies on Sunday to areas cut off by Storm Filomena, which brought the heaviest snowfall in decades across central Spain and killed four people. In the Madrid area, rescuers reached 1,500 people trapped in cars, while police broke up a large snowball fight after authorities appealed for citizens to stay at home for risk of accidents or spreading coronavirus. The daily number of new coronavirus cases has doubled in China, prompting tougher movement restrictions, and in the capital, passengers must scan a health code before boarding a cab or ride-hailing car, officials said on Sunday. Mainland China reported 69 cases on January 9th, compared with 33 reported a day earlier, the country's national health authority said on Sunday. Proud of their national reputation for efficiency, Germans are growing increasingly frustrated by the slow rollout of a COVID-19 vaccine its scientists helped develop. Scarce vaccine supply, cumbersome paperwork, a lack of healthcare staff, and an aged and immobile population are hampering efforts to get early doses of a vaccine made by U.S.-based Pfizer and German partner BioNTech into the arms of the people. And Pope Francis urged Americans on Sunday to shun violence, seek reconciliation, and protect democratic values following that mob attack on the U.S. Capitol building by supporters of President Trump. I repeat that violence is self-destructive always, he said this in his Sunday address. Via remote, I'm Laurel Bowman, reporting from Washington for VOA News.